You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans, talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link,
do that'll something. Do. That'll perfect. Do.
Let's go.
Vamos.
Come on.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Prem Show podcast right here live on YouTube, youtube.com/soccercooligans or elyoutube.com. You know what it is. Welcome to our first Prem Show exclusively here on YouTube Live. Thank you for watching, everybody who is here live. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We appreciate it. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. I'm your boy, Alexis Guerrero.
Right. We're your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest football show right here. Let's go. Football. All right.
It's football, mate.
It's football, mate. Okay. That's I'm sound like I'm about to end it with Roll Tide. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Your English does go a little Southern American.
Okay. Why is it that English actors are so good with Southern accents? I feel like those two accents are like related somehow. They're very close to each other. Yeah, they're
the foundation, the core of it is the same.
Yeah.
In fact, the original English accent is a lot more like our Appalachian current accent than the current English accent.
All right. Shout out to all you my Appalachians out here in the chat. We appreciate you. Thank you for all you've contributed to society.
Yo, shouts to all my Schmappalachians. You feel me?
Okay.
What? I heard you caught a cougar about a week ago.
All right. Say, you know, we're on YouTube. We're still just as silly. Crimson Pizza said, this new overlay got me confused. Where am I? That's right. We've switched sides. All right. You don't know who to look. Am I Alexis Guerrero?
I just realized that. Why is Alexis on that side, bro? I'm always on the right side. You feel me? On the right side of history.
You know, we figured we wanted to just like, mess with everybody, get everybody a little like disoriented. That's all. All right.
That's right.
But we have a lot to discuss today because obviously yesterday, Monday, January 31st, was.
Manchester Andrew says, shout out to the Appalachians.
Let's go.
Appalachia Theater. Everybody know. They know we love them.
So yesterday, January 31st, was the close of the transfer window in most of the world. There's a couple still open, I believe, in South America. There's a couple transfer windows still open because
South America's like, hey buddy, don't let a little thing like a deadline stop you from spending money. Okay,
South America's like, we don't believe in calendars. All right, not into you all know that.
What? Listen, we can cancel contracts, we can start contracts, whatever you need.
Really,
we will find a way.
The place where that's most relevant is probably with NYCFC and Tati Castellanos, because we could talk about it a little bit more later, but he didn't end up getting that move to Europe that he wanted, and I think that pretty much everybody expected. Anyway, but transfer deadline closed January 31st, February 1st, today's first day, Black History Month. Let's go. There's a lot to discuss. And so where did we begin? Should we start with our teams just to get it out of the way? Because
let's start with our teams. And as an Arsenal supporter, I had to sit through a horrific final day of the transfer window, and then immediately my rent was due. Do you have any idea? We should put the end of this transfer window in the middle of the month. Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Right. It's been yesterday, this happens pretty much every year. Every time the transfer window is closing, you sort of just expect something fun to happen, right? At least one curveball, something.
Oh, a little bit of excitement. You know what? Yeah.
I didn't expect that player to sign with my team, but at least we did something. You know, at least the paychecks people are earning to make these decisions and to make moves happen, you know, somebody's doing their job. The problem is that when there is a team that is way more active than another, you know, the Premier League is incredibly competitive. And if People are doing business, making deals, networking, talking to each other. They're doing the Fabrizio Romano constantly on their phone. Adam Schefter. They got to call Adam Schefter from the NFL to get information. Like, even if they're not actually
Adrian
doing.
Adrian Wojnarowski.
Okay. Do we get a Romano bomb? You know what I mean? Like, even if somebody looks busy, at least we're like, all right, they're doing work. But Arsenal Football Club, really. They made it look like, especially with the Austin Trusty move.
Enrique Alvarado, thank you so much for hitting the subscribe
button. Thank you. Yes. For the Austin Trusty from Colorado Rapids, which is a team that Stan Kroenke owns. This was the move that like no one expected, and Arsenal fans are losing their mind because not only do they not know who this guy is, They hate him even more because he's American and he's coming from another Stan Kroenke owned club. So it's worse that they signed him rather than signing no one. Do you know what I mean?
It's a little wag the dog kind of a thing.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you guys wanted a striker. Well, I got you this American center back you've never heard of.
Yeah.
I mean, let me list the players that have gone out. Now, I don't know if you remember, but Arsenal had one player with COVID, and that was enough to get us to postpone a match because we didn't have enough players to start a match because one player had COVID, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you what we've done. We went and said, let's send more of our players away. Callum Chambers, Aston Villa on a free transfer. Kolasinac goes to Marseille on a free transfer. Pablo Mari, loaned to Udinese. Ainsley Maitland-Niles, loaned to Roma. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, Barca free transfer. This man was our captain at one point this year. Free transfer. We sent him away for free, which I agree with. But we've sent all of those players out. And the things we were saying were, yo, we need a center midfielder real bad. And clearly we need a striker. So who did we bring in? A goalkeeper in Matt Turner and Austin Trusty. A left-footed center back from the Colorado Rapids.
Hey,
what the hell is going on?
Right. It's a look, you can't the Matt Turner move is exciting, right? We talked about it last week and it was like, you know, just that the rumors were swirling, but it's pretty much been confirmed at this point. And so that was an exciting thing, but that just felt like the beginning of something bigger, right? And with like Vlahovic, right? And it was like, all right, this is the appetizer, but no, trust me, the striker's coming.
All right, so we didn't get the one we wanted, but don't worry about it. We got plan B. And that plan B was, I don't know what to do. And by the way, Chad Ochocinco had tweeted out, first of all, he called Mikel Arteta Mike. He was like, yo, Mike. Thank you, Enrique Alvarado, for the super chat.
Is that what it is? Oh, is that a super chat or the or membership?
I gotta be honest, I have no clue.
We do it the first time, but you are the first to contribute and help the show. I believe it's a super chat. Thank you so much, Enrique. Much appreciated. And
my God,
donated.
There it is.
All right, I gotta update that thing and not have a zombie because we're very excited. But Enrique, the zombie is chasing you for a hug. Okay, so thank you so much.
Thank you. Mike, he said, Mike, I'm available. I don't have much skill, but fast as hell. And that should help open things up for Saka and Martinelli. Don't need a contract, just a place to stay. DM me. So Mikel Arteta, I hope you're cool with being called Mike by Chad Ochocinco.
I love Enrique said, I'm feeling bad for you, bro. So that was the source of the donation. All right. It was really.
By the way, if anyone else feels bad for me, feel free to shoot us some cash.
Thank you for the love. Much appreciated. Once 11 p.m. or 10 p.m. when the window closes, my concern was, do people not want to play for Arsenal? Arsenal in a place where the play with whatever, maybe it's the money that
can
they're
I
offering.
Ask you a question? Why would they want to?
Why would they?
Why would somebody want to play for Arsenal? If you think back, the average player we're signing is 23 years old, right? 23, 24 years old. That means they were how old the last time we played in Champions League? I mean, they were kids for all of their, for the majority of their life that they certainly could remember. Arsenal haven't been a great club. So now, I mean, I remember Arsenal in the Invincible days. So I still have it in my head as they're an amazing club, right? If I were a player today and somebody wanted, I'd be like, I want to play for Arsenal. If I'm a young guy, if I'm 18 to 23 years old and my agent calls and says, yo, Chelsea are interested, Manchester United are interested, Arsenal are interested, or Leicester are interested, I don't know that Leicester's top of my list, but they might be higher than Arsenal at the moment because Leicester's won the league since I've been a fan.
Right.
Leicester's done more since I've been a fan. To us, they're still a big club. But if you're a young player, there's no reason. You've got to go out and find players that love Arsenal to this day. Your Aaron Ramsdales, your Matt Turners, I'm just going to say Austin Trussell. I'm going to assume Austin Trussell is Arsenal.
You better get that tattoo on your chest immediately.
Yeah, tell him mess up the lines a little bit so it looks like his age. You know what I mean? Like, I've been here this whole time. It's just one. And by the way, Manchester United probably just to live in London, which is why some players, choose Arsenal.
Like a Pokemon.
Hilarious. Look, I would love to live in London, but I think more players would want to live in warm weather than London. I think that appeal of London is just for people who like cities.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
And I would say, to answer the question, who would want to play for Arsenal? Look, after having, we went to the Emirates, we hung out with a lot of Arsenal fans and Arsenal, the people from Arsenal Fan TV and a lot of people, the influential people around the club. And as an Everton fan, I can easily say Arsenal are one of the coolest clubs in the world as far as like just a brand that is like just young, vibrant, just kind of dope. The culture around it. Yeah, there's a toxicity around it, like pretty much every club has, but it's still something I think a lot of players respect. You know, they still have those legends, those ambassadors that, you know, players who looked up to, like players like Ian Wright and who are still actively kind of.
Yeah, but we're getting look, I'm an Arsenal fan. I should not be arguing against what you're saying, but we're getting to the point where your Ian Wrights and your Thierry Henrys, that might be your dad. If you're a player,
yeah,
that might be your dad's favorite player.
Right.
You know, you grew up idolizing your, maybe an Mbappe at this point. You know, if you're 23 years old, you looked up to an Mbappe, you looked up to a Neymar, you looked up to, maybe a Benzema. You know, you didn't grow up. If you think back to the last title winning Arsenal side, Most players of today's era didn't grow up being influenced by them.
Right.
Barry Gunn said Henry influenced the whole generation. Yeah, and that generation is now out of the game.
Right. Yeah.
They've been aged out.
Yeah. Yanni Mar said, Laporta from the Barca president said that Ousmane Dembele rejected multiple offers from England, right? That was one of the teams that I think were interested in signing Dembele. Dembele's in like a very strange situation where he doesn't want to renew his deal, and he wants to just end it. He wants to leave on a free this summer. I believe that's the situation. But Xavi pretty much gave him an ultimatum. Said you either re-sign with us or you are not playing ever again for Barcelona. And I don't know how. I guess he can instill that and force that and keep to his promise. But that's a weird situation. Like, why wouldn't Dembele want to leave? But then also, why would Barca want to resign him? He's constantly getting injured. And then why is he getting so many offers for a player that's constantly getting injured? It seems so strange.
It's such an odd situation. I think they were told they have to remove one of the players they signed, or they can't bring in all the players they signed until they get rid of a midfielder. And Dembele is like, but I don't want to go.
I'm fine here. Why just leave me alone? I know. Xavi, I'm good.
He's like, when everyone's like, yo, gun to your head, what do you do? Dembele's like, I don't know. Tell him to pull the trigger, you know? Dembele's the only one who's like, I don't know, man. I'm here for the vibes, dude. So,
this is the tweet from Fabrizio Romano. And check this out, everybody. Everybody watching live. We got a fun little new transition. Let's check the browser. Boom. Look at this. Wasn't that fun? Wasn't that exciting? Yeah.
Everyone listening is like, I should have buckled my seatbelt for that reaction.
All right. We're increasing the production value here every day on the Cooligans on YouTube Live. So
every day, little by little, we'll be professional.
But look at Fabrizio's tweet. It says, Barcelona president John Laporta reveals, we think Ousmane Dembele has an agreement in place with another club. We think.
Well, okay, hold on. Did you see what Rocco Camiso said about Vlahovic?
No, I didn't see. What did he say?
I'm pulling it up as we speak. I don't have any fancy transitions because I'm out here without any control over the stream whatsoever. But let me pull it up. It's taking a second because the stream is eating up a gang of our. This was tweeted out by Sport Bible. Rocco Camiso is a New York Italian, and I mean this in the most loving way possible, loudmouth deli owner, basically, who bought Fiorentina. He said the Vlahovic deal was full of dishonest and liars. We opened talks with English clubs. Every time a new offer came up, Vlahovic and his agent said no. Their plan was the same as Mbappe with PSG. Leave as a free agent and make all the money. So what you took from that is, one, Rocco Camiso needs to be on our show. Two, what he's saying is, have you noticed this wave over the last, I don't know, year, maybe two, but really kind of, spearheaded by all of the moves that PSG made in the summer transfer window. Players are just waiting out their contract. And instead of saying, okay, don't buy me now with a year left in my contract where you have to pay, say, 30 million, why don't you wait a year and I'll sign with you if you give me an upfront fee, a signing bonus of, let's say, 15, and you just saved yourself half
right
on that deal. That's what these players are doing. Now the clubs are spending money, but now they're not making money on transfers. All these clubs now are losing out, and they've essentially created their own version of free agency.
Yeah, this something is. I mean, and Rocco Camiso mentioned this in another article.
His burn it all to the ground.
I mean, but he essentially hates agents. I mean, and this time of year is probably the worst for an owner. I mean, like, and we're not saying we're not trying to feel bad for owners of football clubs, but it can be a little like predatory to some degree, where these agent fees on transfers, the agents themselves are saying like, oh, if you want to transfer this player or you want this player, you're gonna have to pay us like $3-5 million on top of the transfer fee that you're paying to the club, and all of a sudden, it's like just an insane. Right. They're like, oh,
and to reiterate, you're not defending club owners, but agents are extorting them. That's literally what this is.
That's kind of what it feels like. And the Vlahovic situation, we talked about this last week, but the kind of like using other clubs' offers to influence and kind of inflate a price. So if Arsenal's interested and he's already like, yo, I'm about to go. I know I'm going to go to Juve. Let's go through the song and dance of these negotiations. But I already got something in place over there because my agent.
I want to go to Juve, but I could also get paid more at Juve if all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Which I mean, to some degree, like, shouldn't we be proud of the players for, using this opportunity to increase their leverage?
But the problem with that is then because, obviously the exorbitant transfer fees can be challenging on any club. But then when you add like an agent fee on top of that, that is also exorbitant, then this is where we get to the we need a super league, because everything's getting too expensive and we need a way to bring in more money because these are now the costs of having a high quality team.
How did you you can't solve this by saying we need it?
I'm not saying we need it. I'm saying that that's
no
what
one's
the
on your side anymore.
But that's what the owner's excuse. That's what they're going to use to leverage trying to push for a Super League because they're saying it costs too much to get these players because we have to pay these agents and all this other stuff. Like I can understand that, like where their reluctancy and where especially Rocco Camiso being so upfront with it and being like, yo, this is ridiculous. This is not why I got into owning a football. I thought it was going to be fun. I thought it was going to be like, football manager and having a good time. But no, bro.
He's like, I've been crying this entire time. I haven't celebrated one goal.
My kids have no Christmas this year. This is how bad it is, all right? I guess. So it's incredible.
I want to bring up something that was it Yanni Mars said?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said it, that the Mbappe figures to Real Madrid are crazy.
Yes, I did see that. That somebody I had seen that it's reported that he might be earning almost a million euros, I think, a week or something like that.
No. It's 800,000 pounds a week.
All right.
What?
But then it's okay. When I saw that.
What's the exchange on that? I'm just going to Google it. I mean, yeah, we could say Google. Now we're on YouTube. I'm going to Google what that is.
Wait, well, you could have said Google on Twitch. Nobody's going to be mad.
Bro, it's $1,082,080 a week.
That's a good chunk of change.
Bro, my guy is making essentially $52 million a year. Easy.
Look. I'm gonna ask the question because it just has to be asked. Is Mbappe worth that? Let's just ask the question.
Yeah, I think the better question is anybody worth that?
What? I mean, it's an insane number, but it's
Jordan Angeli goes, that's about £1 million a week, euros a week, Alexis. Yeah, I mean, here, hold on, let me look up euros.
But
do
you think it, you know, what was it? Real Madrid did make an offer for.
Can I just correct? It's not €1 million. It's 959,967 euros in 27.
Get your.
What do they call it? Pence? What do they call it out there?
But last year, Real Madrid did make an offer and they would have paid PSG a very good sum for Kylian Mbappe. And they said no, they rejected it because they wanted out.
Kylian Mbappe, I know, I get to your point, but Kylian Mbappe would have made less money.
Okay, possibly, right? But the
Barry Gunnar said, that's like 5,000 glitters. Joe Whitlock said $137,000 a day.
Crimson Pizza said, capitalism says that he's worth it if someone is willing to pay it. I get that too.
Look,
but
I'm not going to sit here and tell someone else how to spend their money. It's not happening. Real Madrid? If you think you got this money, I don't know
Fiorentino,
how you're going to convert.
Fiorentino Perez was seriously like, we're broke. We need the Super League. Yeah. And where'd you find this money at? You know?
Bro, this is a significant amount of money to find.
Okay. We ain't pocket watching or anything. All due respect. Bro, but it feels like it's a lot. Because you were saying, you were singing a different tune last year.
Yo, last year, Fiorentino Perez should have been doing those photos rappers do with the money up their arms. You know what I'm talking about? Writing out little phrases with his cash.
Yeah.
If you had this much money, this is absolutely insane levels of money. Over $1 million, almost €1 million a week.
Good amount. An impressive amount of money. Yes. I don't know. I was asking the question, like, is he worth
it? Actually, hold on a second. Hold on. While you're saying that, here's what I just realized.
What?
If they were going to spend $150 million on him, $1 million a week is a discount.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah, yeah. That is understandable. So essentially they allowed, instead of paying the transfer fee, they work with him and saying, like, look, you're going to come here anyway. So just go through have a miserable time at your club while everybody's away in this final year. Okay.
Look, just don't blow your knee out.
Yeah. And your paycheck gonna look good when you're with us next year. So look, the interesting thing is that, like, even if it's, they didn't pay the transfer fee, but even just his salary, like, I would argue, look, you're basically suggesting, Mbappe, he's going to be on a playing for a bigger team. He's going to, you're going to be more visible. You're essentially saying that he's going to be as good and as marketable as, like, you know, as the Messis and Ronaldos. Like, that is his next step. But I don't know. I honestly don't think Mbappe is going to be to the level of popularity as Messi or Ronaldo. I think that is too, not to say he doesn't deserve the money.
You're thinking about it from a level of the game that is antiquated. You're no longer, some people do rise to the high levels of fame because of how good they are at the sport. But I think that's kind of dead. Now is the era of the influencer athlete.
Mm.
And which we'll call it, Robert from LA said, Alexis with the Ed Chiringuito math. The fact that that's a discount of a third, 3 years of paying him that is still less than what they would have paid up front for him is kind of crazy. But if you think about it, players are marketable because of their persona and their clout. And Mbappe has crossover ability. Mbappe's cool to LeBron. Mbappe's cool to Steph Curry. Mbappe's cool to Ja Morant. Mbappe's cool to Pat Mahomes. You know what I mean? As long as he doesn't completely stink it up on the pitch, it's worth it.
We'll see. I mean, I think, look, is he going to be is he a great player? 100%. Is he going to do, the simple question is, can Mbappe do what a player like Cristiano Ronaldo did at Real Madrid? My instinct is to say no, and I don't think he's as good, and I don't think he even will be as good. But I'm ready to be proven wrong, but we shall see.
Crimson Pizza is giving us a very sort of, like, probably the most intelligent way to break down this contract. Crimson Pizza said he can afford approximately 390,000 chicken nuggets per week.
Chicken nuggets?
There is an asterisk. Yeah, that is an asterisk. 390,000 of them. There is an asterisk, though. That is assuming France has the 20 nuggets for $5 deal. That's right. And also assuming Madrid has it. Now, if they do, that's 390,000 nuggets a week.
Okay. That's
the best way to look at it as far as I'm concerned.
The best. Somebody did
ask. Aria Guna said Mbappe will have more IG followers than some more jerseys. But we've talked about this before. The teams don't make money on the jersey sales.
They do not.
The shirt manufacturer does.
Yeah, but the manufacturer actually pays the club for all of that. So,
but they did that already.
Right.
They already paid the club to be the shirt manufacturer.
Right. Yeah. So it's
all of a sudden they're making a gang of money. So if I were the shirt manufacturer, I put a little money in Madrid's pocket. You feel me? And say, yo, go get us an Mbappe.
But look, you know? This is the last year, the last couple months where we'll get to see Mbappe, Neymar, and Messi at PSG. And Neymar has been injured, and so we haven't really seen that for the last couple months. But I think, you know, it's all going to be dependent on what happens in Champions League. But I think it's going to end pretty disappointingly. It's been disappointing so far. They haven't really played that well together. Messi has one goal, I think, in Ligue 1, which is
like 44 shots, something like that.
It's kind of crazy how it's really it's not really linking up. I mean, the chemistry is not really there, especially for him. When we went to go see him play, that was the first time he was playing at Parc des Princes. But even after that, you're watching games. I think the Ligue 1 strategy is don't let Messi beat you. And it seems to be working out because it's, I don't know, in La Liga, maybe that wasn't the strategy. Maybe that was, they tried to play a little bit more, not show him that much respect. But Ligue 1, they're just a bunch of bruisers. The quote-unquote farmers are really doing pretty well holding Messi back.
Dude, La Liga is wildly less physical than Ligue 1. Ligon on is like, no, go ahead, come out here. I'm gonna kick you. I'm gonna kick your bun. You gonna style on me, but I'm gonna kick you. Right. I'm gonna hurt you. By the way, which we're calling it, where is it? Man, I gotta figure out how this whole chat thing works. Robert from LA said, can he do it in a light breezy day in LA? That's the real question we gotta ask, folks.
It's a yeah, that's a good question. So the I like Nick Red asked the question. He said, sorry to be late, has Christian's Dele Alli jersey arrived yet? So let's get into Everton Football Club. Obviously, a lot of a big last couple days. Frank Lampard announced as the manager for the club. Then a signing from Donny van de Beek. And then after that,
which I believe is a loan.
Yes, is a loan. Within to the end of the season with an option to buy. I don't know. I don't remember if that was the case.
Here, let's go over the ins. Is Dele Alli, which was purchased for how much?
Dele Alli. So this is a strange one, but I don't have the details in front of me. But essentially, Dele Alli was purchased, and it has like a, if he plays 20 games, it's like, you know, it's conditional. So if he plays 20 games, it like triggers a like 12 million or whatever. From what I understand, if he reaches all the incentives, it's essentially about 40 million, which is pretty insane for Dele Alli, right? You know, it was like, right. Somebody said that Everton purchased Dele Alli and Alex Iwobi for around 74 million combined, which is just, what a staggering number for those two guys.
Wow.
But you look, it's just Everton are down bad right now. They need all the help they can get. A bunch of injuries to midfielders, I think, put them in a situation where Donny van de Beek, we haven't seen much at Manchester United. He has not gotten a lot of love, but when he was at Ajax, the dude was a beast, and he completely earned.
Look, Manchester United didn't give him a chance. We've not seen Donny van de Beek in the Premier League.
Yeah,
we haven't, because I don't know what the hell's going on at Manchester United. They just didn't want my guy to shine. I thought this was the midfielder to get, because in fact, most of the players coming in have a chip on their shoulder. Luka Digne went out for 33 million American, by the way. 33 million American, but Vitaly Mykolenko came in from Dynamo Kiev for 26 million American. Donny van de Beek is in on loan. Anwar Agassi in on loan. And Nathan Patterson from Rangers, which purchased for 16 million. So you went out and you filled the positions you needed to, including Dele Alli. I mean, is that not what you wanted? If you look at who needed what and who brought those players in, Everton had the best transfer window.
It's right. I mean, it's as far as, look, if you could win a Premier League based on who had the best transfer window, I guess Everton is pretty high up there on the table. But the fact that they at least addressed some of these problems, I've been harping about it just for months. The midfield has been getting destroyed every game. Just Doucouré, Allen, Andre Gomez is not enough. They maintain possession. They can't move the ball forward. They can't defend accordingly. So it's the fact that Alli addressed this stuff. I mean, I don't even. I said this a couple of weeks ago, but like, I don't even need Donny van de Beek and Dele Alli to do that much. They just need to.
Should we do this in the other window?
Sure. So people can actually see it. So all they need to do is just move the ball, maintain possession, move the ball forward, get it to Richarlison, get it to Damari Gray, and let's have some fun out there. That's it. We can't have these games with 18% possession. Doesn't matter who we're playing against. It can't look like that.
This is how low the bar is for Everton fans. They're just like, look, can you pass the ball in this direction? And if the answer is yes, buddy, you're getting a number. You know what I mean? You're getting a number. Brushy 87, a.k.a. just Brush.
Mm-hmm.
My guy went modern. Okay. He said, yo, Christian, did Everton finesse Spurs for Alli? £10 million after 20 appearances, and the rest is all performance-related add-ons. So they're probably not seeing the whole of that 40 million pounds. What are your thoughts on that?
I look, and in general, I'm not happy with pretty much any of the signings. At least in this, Dele Alli. Given that the fact that the players that
I think you're insane.
Hold on,
you're not happy with these signings.
The players that Everton got, we haven't seen much from them. Ask any Tottenham fan in the chat right now. How do they feel about Dele Alli?
We don't allow Tottenham fans in here.
Oh, I forgot. We have YouTube has an auto block feature. If you are a Tottenham fan, apologies. We didn't build the system. That's how it came. Okay,
this isn't our fault.
these players are kind of outcasts. I mean, that's just the truth. It's
don't you think they walk in with a chip on their shoulders?
I don't care if they have chips, if they have fries. I could care less.
Which chip is on your shoulder? Is it a French fry or a crisp? We need to know. No, but I, Dele La Chingada. Tommy G, thank you for hitting the subscribe button. We love you, baby. And don't forget, please hit that like button if you are watching. There's no reason not to. And if you're listening and you want to know what all this like and subscribe hubbub is, join us on YouTube Live, which we're going. Obviously, Yanni Mars is here. He said, come on, you Southampton. What does that mean? I would have loved Donny van der Beek to come to Arsenal. I like these players that haven't been given a chance. We know what their level is. We know how quality they've been in the past.
Yeah.
They didn't get a chance. They're going to come in and they're going to play their asses off because they want a new contract. They want some of that sweet, sweet Mbappe money.
You're right. Know? They're so close to it, too. You know, they just,
a couple goals away.
We all know this. Okay.
But Dele Alli is yet another. Look, we talked about this. Mourinho finds a player to ruin at every club as an example. He chose Dele Alli. He now leaves Tottenham and he's going to have this overwhelming, sort of desire, I think, to try to prove everyone wrong who didn't believe in him.
I hope to see it. I'm more excited about the fact that a new manager who I think the players will like and respect. Lampard was not my first choice. But I think the point you just made
based on the graffiti on Goodison, I think you're the only one who didn't want him.
A lot of people did not. That was not their first choice. But I don't think people hated him or hated that his name was coming up. But just the point that you made about having something to prove, nobody has something more to prove than, I think, Frank Lampard. You know, the way it worked out at Chelsea, I think there's a little bit of, the club that he loves and that the club that he adores. He got to be the manager. He was given an opportunity. It wasn't enough. He gets sacked. Then
yeah, but that's Chelsea.
And they end up winning Champions League the same year.
That part hurt.
Yeah. So
that part hurt.
I think he has a little bit something to prove, you know? And even in his first interview for the club, he did mention about his history with Chelsea. He's like, he basically apologized for scoring so much against Everton.
Hilarious.
So he's like, I'm going to, I'll have to return the favor by helping the club as well. So
D. Stu, the legend returns. He says, would you look us at that? Everton trying to Lampard in themselves and turn things around in their brand new van. Next step, grabbing a tasty hoagie from the deli with Ali the fixings. Mikalenko. I don't know what's a Mikalenko part, but these two, the legend. Is there a way to feature a chat or something?
I don't know. We'll figure that. We'll figure all that. We're learning as we go, but thank you for that.
I looked at, so I hit the three buttons. It says pin message, report, remove, put user in timeout, hide user, add moderator. I don't think you get any of those.
I don't know how it works. All right. We're still figuring it out. We did, if you're obviously watching live, we did create, you can join similarly to the way we have we had it on Twitch, where you can subscribe and be a supporter, a member, and you get access to other features and stuff like that. YouTube has the same thing. So you can join. The button is somewhere. I don't know where it is, but hit the join button. And there's emotes and a bunch of of other stuff. The emotes that we had on Twitch, you can use them here on YouTube Live as well. So you just got to join. So feel free to do that. There's, I believe, two levels. So feel free to join and support. We would appreciate it. Okay. Enrique Alvarado said, "Dude, Christian, how are you not excited?" I am excited.
Thank you, Enrique. This is insane. If this was Arsenal, I'd be jumping for joy. I didn't want Lampard.
What is
Donny hasn't played? Dele Alli, blah blah blah. You had nobody before this.
Look,
you had no midfield, and they got you one of the biggest names to leave Ajax in a while. Previously, a star boy for the English national team and a legend from the Premier League as your manager, and you still ain't happy?
Hold on. Do you see where we are in the table, Alexis? What are you saying? I understand. Signings are great. Signings are lovely, but they don't push you up the table without winning some games.
You need to bring them in.
Burnley, you see Burnley right now? They have two games in hand.
Also just sold their best striker.
All right. So this is not, I understand there should be excitement or whatever, but this is, I need one win. The next game is against Newcastle. Everton winning against Newcastle, that will provide me with the excitement and the week after when we record, you will see me and hear me very excited about Everton and what is going on. But if Lampard loses this game against Newcastle, bro, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a huge problem, especially if Norwich win. No, I'm saving any excitement until I get results. All right. There's
Jose Lopez said, where's the Cooligans OnlyFans link?
Okay.
We're getting there. Let's see how this YouTube thing goes.
That's where everybody's future's headed. All right. Okay. We're all
probably next to your link, can we be honest, in a few years? Which we call it.
Bay Raguna said, every time Christian does that transition, I think the edibles are kicking in. Yeah, dog.
You gotta watch to see it, folks. I am floored. In order for you to win, you need better players. You went out and got better players. In order to win, you need a better manager than Rafa Marquez.
Who?
Rafa Martinez. Again, with the Rafa Marquez.
You know, it's funny. Rafa Benitez. Not Martinez.
What did I just say?
You said Rafa Martinez.
Benitez. Rafa Benitez and Rafa Marquez and Rafa Martinez. All three Rafas. All right. You needed a better manager than Rafa Benitez. You went out and got someone who I think can inspire this unit you have better than Duncan Ferguson. You answered all the questions that were being asked of Everton. I do not, under any circumstances, understand how you could come out here today and be anything other than just full of love and praise. Shocked.
I find what you're saying to be an absolute joke. The fact that you expect more than I'm giving right now, because the level of energy it's taking to get to even to put a smile on my face right now is all it's incredibly challenging. So,
bro, you're nuts. You are nuts. This is all anyone wanted.
FA Cup match against Brentford, and then the match against Newcastle. The Brentford match, I could live with the loss.
Newcastle is big because y'all competing with them.
Newcastle,
and they just went out and pulled the fuck up.
Yeah, Newcastle. Who they signed? Bruno Guimarães, right, from Olympic Lyon.
Who Arsenal were in talks to sign.
They'd rather go.
How are we losing out?
They're like, no, it doesn't rain enough in London. I'm trying to go to Newcastle.
Bro, I can understand what they're saying in London. Why would I want to go play there?
But clearly the money that Newcastle is throwing, Michael Raymond just said, Rafa managers? Which is great. New here, I'm sorry. There's a lot of inside jokes from Twitch that we're.
Let me just tell you though, they got me. They brought in Bruno Guimarães from Olympic Lyon.
Oh, I love this. Chris Enrique Alvarado said, "We don't talk about Bruno, no." Have you seen Encanto, Alexis?
No.
Oh, my God. You're missing out, bro. Is this the movie of the year, dog? Encanto?
What movie is
Encanto,
this?
The Disney movie.
Oh, God, no.
Around
why would I watch a Disney movie? First of all, why are you watching a Disney movie?
I just saw it the other day. It's so good. Encanto.
Under what circumstances?
Under the circumstance where I told my fiance we're watching Encanto. That was the circumstance.
There was no child involved at all?
No, just two adults, okay? You know? And we kiss from time to time, all right? I hate to break it to you.
All right. I mean, I'm going to need to see proof. Where's that home?
Everybody, go watch Encanto, especially... You know, it's for everybody. But if you are a Latino, it is absolutely incredible to see it. All the the music was by Lin-Manuel Miranda, but the fact that this movie is it looks amazing. By the way, that's like the one thing. But it is so like relatable. There was something about it. I'm like, I'm watching a Disney movie, and they're like speaking the way I speak and the way I grew up and all that stuff. It was very, very touching, but also the movie was incredible. So, Alexis, give it a shot. I want to hear your review of Encanto at some point.
I'm going to say it sucked, but that's just because I'm not watching. listen, they got Bruno Guimarães from Olympic Lyon, Chris Wood from Burnley, Kieran Trippier. Is that your Alexa?
That's what it is, yes.
Yeah, because you said my name. Kieran Trippier, Dan Byrne from Brighton, Matt Target from Aston Villa, Matty Longstaff from Aberdeen, and Jake Turner from Colchester United, because they're loaned. Those three were the loans. The last two were loans that came back, and they loaned Matt Target. But they purchased Chris Wood, Guimarães, Trippier, and Dan Byrne.
Well, okay. Oh, you keep saying Trippier when it's Trippier. He's not French.
Trippier, I don't care. You know what? Kieran Marquez, got purchased. Kieran Trippier is 31 years old. Chris Wood is 30. But other than that, they went out and got Bruno Guimarães, who's one of the midfielders that more, you know, again, a DM, defensive midfielder, which they certainly could use right now. But a lot of people wanted to sign this guy.
Yeah, we saw.
I mean, this is good business, but these aren't the names we thought, right? We thought they'd be going Mbappe, you know, Erling Haaland. Mm-hmm. Now they went out and kind of made some smart moves. We're not used to that.
Newcastle fans, I think, have so much to be excited about and happy about. They're trying to stay up, it's going to cost money to do that. I don't know exactly why Bruno and a lot of these guys are getting paid, but it had to be a number where they were like, "Nah, fam, I there's no way I can say no." You know,
ooh, do they have what their salary is? Because that would be interesting.
Okay. Robert from LA. Robert from LA said, "Congratulations to Christian on having a baby with Rihanna." All right. It's news to my fiance. But
let me tell you something. Of all the people Christian looks like, ASAP Rocky is not one of them.
There was a tweet that went viral because somebody, I think a lot of people feel this way, but a lot of people think that ASAP Rocky is ugly. They think he's ugly, and they're saying, why would Rihanna have a child with this man who is ugly?
Look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you whether he's good looking or not, but they call him pretty and they call him flacco. I mean, a good looking dude. He's a model.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy. I mean, you know, maybe, you know, is there competition, you know, for who's going to plant their seed in Rihanna? Sure. Did she have a lot of choices? Of course.
100%. Drake. Probably, by the way, Drake's next album is going to be nothing but ballads because of this.
Okay.
He is wildly upset.
Right. So, but no, let us know in the chat. Is ASAP Rocky attractive or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, he got that Harlem swag, you know? Mm-hmm.
That goes a long way. It gives you a couple extra points.
Dude, Harlem dudes just carry themselves in a certain way. Almost like Nork dudes, you know?
Okay, wow, look, Alexis really trying to up the stock from Nork.
Real quick, that conversation.
Coma Bowl update. Somebody mentioned it in the chat. Forgot who, but Chile defeated Bolivia. And Argentina is up 1-0 against Colombia, which is a bad result for Colombia. Colombia might... just go out and miss the World Cup, which would be pretty wild. And Uruguay is up 3-0 against Venezuela. And Venezuela won also the other day against Bolivia. They and your man Solomon Rondon got a hat trick in a World Cup qualifier. Dude, can't
Solomon
do it.
Solomon Rondon made the accountable player of the window or whatever, player of the tournament, whatever it was. I don't know, the first 11 of anything with Solomon Rondon can't even make the first 11 of his club,
bruh.
Accountable.
But this is I feel for Colombia right now. If we're looking at the CONMEBOL table. Brazil and Argentina are already in. They're going to the World Cup. But third, fourth, and fifth, that's pretty much what's up for grabs. Uruguay, they're currently leading. So, Peru hasn't played their game. They play tomorrow. But Colombia has, this is devastating because they were in pretty solid ground. And they had that game against, I forget who they were playing against, where that the goal was, that VAR took away the goal.
Ramadan, baby.
Bruh, okay.
Yo, his kids would even be shocked if you're supportive of that, man.
I love this. Yeah, like, I love, we can quickly, create, rapper names or rapper nicknames for a lot of our favorite footballers. But no, this is pretty concerning. I don't know how a lot of people feel, but Colombia missing out on the World Cup. And I always say, I'm Colombian during the World Cup, and I'm getting a little nervous. But then I'm also, especially because for Peru won their match against, who was it? They won against Colombia 1-0, a goal from...
Arlo Nelson wants to hear you say this.
and Barranquilla me quedo, right? Who was Edison Flores from DC United scored for Peru and giving them the 1-0 victory against Colombia. And another devastating loss, but Colombia cannot find goals in this qualifying campaign. I mean, look at there are -3 goal differential. But I am excited about Peru because our homie Alexander Collins, the center back for NYCFC, the best player.
You see it right there, team of the week, round 15.
Right
in your window.
So this is I don't know. I think Colombia right now, especially losing to Argentina, panic mode, because it's only, I believe, 2 matches left. How many is it? I think it's 18 games. So they're in a pretty bad spot if they don't get the wins in these last two qualifiers. Okay,
bro, it's over. What's his name? Who just said it? Yanni Mar said Betancourt scored in the first minute for Tottenham's new signing. Cough, cough. Do we have to talk about this? Joe Whitlock said Burnley lost Wood, so they went out and got a giant German. Hopefully they stay up. Did you see the video that Burnley put out?
No.
For their signing, if you go to Burnley's Twitter account, or it might be on their Instagram. While you pull that up, I do want to read this. Aubameyang put up a couple of photos on Instagram of his time at Arsenal. And this is what he wrote. To the Arsenal fans, thank you for making London home for myself and my family for the past 4 years. We went through ups and downs together, and your support meant everything to me. Having the chance to win trophies and the honor of being the captain of this club is something I will forever keep in my heart. I have always been 100% focused and committed on doing everything I can for this club. I don't believe that part, which is why leaving without a real goodbye hurts. But that is football. I'm sad I did not get the chance to help my teammates in the last few weeks, but I have nothing but respect for this club and truly wish all my guys and the fans all the best and the many successful years in the future. Love, Alba. Well, that's beautiful. What are you talking about?
What do you have issue with?
I think all of these sentiments are true. I think he clearly loved the club. I clearly think he loved his time here. But you wouldn't write, I have always been 100% focused and committed on doing everything I can for this club. Come on. You showed up late. You were caught in traffic being late. You went out and did whatever you wanted to do when you were asked not to.
Alexis, that could have been anybody's Lambo. What are you talking about? Why are you so focused? I forgot
the overwhelming amount of shiny chrome Lamborghinis on their way to the Emirates every game, every match.
I see it. Dime a dozen.
Yeah, dude, look, at the end of the day, I think it was clearly someone who played his heart out for the club when he was out there. But let's be honest, couple of issues, mm-hmm. you know, couple of Obama who somebody but trophies. Yeah, he did. He won an FA Cup. He won Community Shield is the other photo he put up. So let's say he won an FA Cup, which is still more than Tottenham have won in the last 20 years, might I add. It was bad at the end, but never forget he kept his club afloat when there was nothing else. I won't forget that, but let's stop acting like that's the only part of his career. There's a reason why he's not here right now. There's a reason why he went away on a free transfer, yeah. and there's a reason why he's at Barcelona. It's because of how he's acted this past year. Did you find that the video that Burnley put up?
I didn't. Which one was it?
It's you'll see the two cups.
The two cups.
Did you see on Burnley's Twitter?
I'm looking, but I don't see it. It was posted what day? Yesterday?
I'm not sure. I believe it was.
I see it. I see it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, if you want to play that.
There you go. People can hear it.
So if you are listening,
what is
you'll probably
from?
Hear this.
From Jurassic Park. From Jurassic Park, yeah.
Yeah. What is that? So it's the scene where the kids are in the car and the water is vibrating, and then the kid looks out the window with his night vision goggles.
Okay.
But what he sees is this monstrosity of a human that they purchased. His name's like Wenger Wengfirth or something like that.
From Germany, right? He came from Germany?
Yeah.
He's
like 6'6".
This is Veghorst?
Yeah.
Voot?
But it's like Veger Veghorst or something like that. Voot.
Voot Veghorst. Voot Veghorst.
Wow, dude. Doesn't that sound like someone who's definitely above 6 foot?
You
know
what I mean? You can't be sure with that name. Get out of here.
Gymnastics said, isn't it supposed to be one cup? Wrong video, Jim. Wrong video.
two cooligans, one cup. Okay.
Stu MC said, Ansu Fati, Ferran Torres to flank him. And Pedri as a playmaker, Alba has done a fair upgrade. All right. Let's see if he actually... Xavi's a bit of a tough guy, though. Let's see if he actually gets a chance to play.
Stu MC said he's Dutch. Okay. Yeah, I know but he came from a German club. That's all I knew. I didn't think he was... I didn't know if he was German or not. Another move that...
His name is Voot.
It sounds like...
Voot Weghorst, or it's Voot Weghorst.
the other transfer I wanted to talk about... Was that a motorcycle?
Oh, yeah, there's... My window's open.
Okay. Luis Diaz, speaking of Colombia, Luis Diaz leaving Porto, right, I believe, and going to Liverpool. This is a huge signing this almost feels like when they look, I'm a little bit bitter because Diaz was, his name was linked with Everton for a little bit. Some people are saying that that's where he might go, but the fact that he goes to Liverpool makes it not great. But Luis Diaz playing right now for Colombia is, I think, somebody's going to be an absolute star in the Premier League. The dude has so much goddamn swag. He has so much style. He's kind of Neymar-ish. I mean, that's probably the best way to describe him.
Bay Area Gunna said that motorcycle was actually Alba's Lambo coming out of my work with Alexis.
Dude. I think that's a one name that I think I think a lot of teams are going to regret not trying harder to get him and letting Liverpool get him. I think he's really going to shine, for Liverpool and give them a real opportunity to try to catch up to Manchester City.
I think of all the players that will have a lasting impact and will have probably the best careers is Diaz, because like exactly what David Morales says, he'll probably replace Salah if Salah doesn't resign. Do exactly what this is. They found a player of that ilk.
Yeah.
I look, I'm not saying he's as good as Mohamed Salah, but he's a damn good player and he's saucy as hell. Now, who was it that said, Stu MC said, put Woot's Weghorst into Google Translate and select Dutch. You'll thank me later. Okay. I'm going to do this.
Okay. Let me. Might as well. You let me know what happens if you see it first. Is it something we can share? So from what language to what language?
Wood Weghorst.
From what language to what language?
It just says Wood Weghorst.
Okay. Maybe that was a joke.
What?
You got
what
us.
What happened? What happened? I don't know.
All right.
Nitra M said Vitor Vrouch. I don't get it. What was supposed to happen?
I don't know. Okay. All right. What else? Whatever. Anything else that we may have missed that we should cover? There was.
The audio of the Dutch.
Oh.
Wout Weghorst.
So let's. Dutch. All right, let's try this.
Crimson Pizza said, is it boop, booper?
Okay, I'm gonna play it, I guess. Let me see if I should. All right, let me just hear it before. Okay. Yeah. All right. I just wanted to hear it before. Okay. Just in case we got banned from.
What did you. Who knows? Nick Red said it doesn't turn into jizz horse.
Okay.
What a translation.
So here it is. This is a Wout Weghorst. That's how I would pronounce it. But here's how it is in Dutch.
Wout Weghorst.
Wout.
Wout Weghorst.
Wout Weghorst.
Weghorst. There's a phlegmy in the GH.
Now, can I ask you this? We've talked about this before. Roberto Martinez, the English turned into Robert Martinez.
Yes.
They turned De Gea into De Gea. De Gea.
They've corrected that, I think. But yes.
What are they going to do to this man's name?
This guy's going to be boss real quick, all right? You're going to gonna get... Hey, buddy.
Have you seen our new signing, Chief? good job, Chief. Hey there, sport.
Okay. Just a hat trick from old buddy out there. You got to love his work.
Yeah. Have you met... Victor?
Yeah, because the English, they are not going to be as kind. They're not going to take the time to really, you know, say this correctly.
They're going to say, look, you're here now. Okay. I don't need to get into all that.
Okay.
Stu MC put Wout's Hay Horse.
The
Walter Weng Horse. Walter. Robert from Hollywood said the tall one.
Joe Whitlock, little phlegmy. Okay. I can mess with these. All right. Yo, I've seen a couple of these. I've seen a couple of these on Rap Caviar. I'm hitting play. Yo. I'm hitting play.
Bro, you get lost in SoundCloud, you're going to find a couple of little phlegmies.
Lil Flemmy might be my favorite.
Walter Wenghorst is God damn it, that's funny.
It's the Big Show, Rob from LA. Nice wrestling reference. What else do we have? Anything else? We can't not talk about it because obviously the Mason Greenwood news came out the other day, and it's absolutely like
horrific,
disgusting, so shocking. This kind of stuff, like
it's probably the most jarring, you know, piece of information I've gotten on a player, the most jarring news update. We woke up to it, and the first thing I clicked on without knowing what it was was the audio, because I thought it was a voice note in my WhatsApp group. In my WhatsApp group chat. Absolutely horrific.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of the feeling when we saw like the Ray Rice video with his wife or girlfriend. I don't remember what the relation was, but it's just, you know, it's a kind of thing. Look, regardless of if it's an athlete or not, it's just such a traumatic thing to see, to hear. It's obviously even more traumatic to people who have experienced that kind of that kind of abuse. You feel for,
it must have been a lot for people who, especially people who might be hiding.
Yeah.
Some type of abuse like that.
You absolutely feel for the young woman that revealed all this stuff. And obviously there's going to
be, she didn't reveal, somebody revealed it. She says her account was hacked, but I think it might've been maybe somebody she knows maybe might've revealed it. She didn't put this out there. And at least that's what they're saying, but you got to feel horrific. I mean, the photos were bad enough, but the audio, I mean, and one of the things that I want to say, as horrific as this is, I really haven't seen anyone defend him. And there's always that fear when it's a player who's really good at what they do, especially one who's young and had as bright a future as he had, that you'll have people who will be like, well, you know, maybe she, there's no room for that. The people like this do not need to be in society. It shouldn't have to be said. And I want to say that I'm saying this by saying thank you to everyone I've seen has been pretty outright in saying like, yo, if I got my hands on him, it'd be over. Like no one has said like, no, but if there is any of that, dude, it shouldn't have to be said. But imagine this was a family member of yours. Imagine this was your sister. Imagine this was your cousin. Imagine this was your mother. Are you kidding me? The ends of the earth. I would gladly go to jail for the rest of my life to even the score if someone did this to someone in my family. I can't imagine. And I can't imagine what this woman is going through, knowing she's probably getting some horrific messages sent her way by people who are defending him simply because they love the badge he wore on a shirt at his job. Think about that. Manchester United, for all intents and purposes, no difference than a Chipotle or a McDonald's. It's a shirt you put on that has a logo of the company he works for. That is it. Regardless of the fact that you cheer for them more than you would a McDonald's employee. It is horrific. When somebody does this in society, we as a society should come together and remove them from our society. That is it. This dude is a menace.
Yeah. And he got, the last report I saw that he did get arrested and they are investigating. I think it's clearly horrific and tragic, especially you see that stuff. And but honestly, it did make me think about just the fact that he is what, 20, 22, 21.
He's a kid.
And like the fact that I can't even really comprehend like what has happened in his life that he developed into this person at such a young age. I mean, yeah, 22, he's like this, but he clearly must have been doing something like, or being this like either sexually aggressive or manipulative probably since he's been having sex at like 15, 16 years old. Like who knows? The fact that someone who is not even really that mentally developed and mature to be able to be this person. And then on top of that, you're a professional footballer playing for the biggest clubs in the world. And you know that your character is clearly important. So it's something to me that says there's no way that this is the first, obviously it wasn't the first time it happened, but there must have been signs of this in the past.
Well, look, Barry Gunnis said we should have known when Southgate said he wasn't being picked for off the field issues. I think that leans more to, remember him and Phil Foden got in trouble for, I don't know if it was staying out late or what it was. I'm not exactly sure what it was.
They were with girls during the, you know, they weren't supposed to be around other people because of the COVID bubble and stuff like that.
Right. That's what it was. So there have been some signs that he wasn't the most, you know, a reputable, you know, or at least followed the rules. I don't know what to say there, but he didn't follow all the rules. But this is just reprehensible from every point A to point Z. And some people are saying it sucks that Manchester United hasn't said anything. I think that's pretty common when it comes to things that are being investigated by the police. I don't know that they actually can say anything specific to this, but they did remove him from, they've completely wiped him from the club from any mention on the website or anywhere.
Yeah.
He's obviously no longer a part of the club. He's also been EA took him out of FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
Left and right, he's been, you know, he's still been removed. Bayer Aguna does make a good point. He said Foden still got picked. Yeah, you're right. And maybe there was something else that Southgate knew. But, you know, people are saying that this can't possibly be the first time that this has been brought to light. I really hope no one covered this up. I really hope no one knew this information and covered it up, because that is just, I mean, you, how do you sleep at night?
Yeah, it's
I don't care who you are. I don't care how big you are, how big your profile is.
There was a video. Did you see this video? I saw it just the other day of Mason Greenwood in, he's in a car and he's with, you know, he's in the passenger seat. I'm like thinking because of the steering wheel's on the other side, I believe. He's in the passenger seat and he's like talking to his girlfriend. I don't know if it was the same girl from the photos, but he looks like he's maybe 15 or 16 years old, and he's being, I don't want to say what he said, but he's being super, super sexually like forward with her. And like, you know, I would say,
I didn't see this video.
Given what we know now,
it's
super disturbing to see. I mean, it is, you're looking at a teenager, you know, this is what it made me think of. It made me think of a young teenager, like a teenager who was exposed to very like ugly sexual stuff, maybe pornography, or that was like very, you know, intense. And he's behaving what he thinks a man is supposed to behave like. And he's being kind of gross, kind of.
You're just talking about that video specifically.
That video specifically, but
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I don't want people to misconstrue that you're saying that that's why he did what he did.
No, not at all. But no, I'm okay. Saying when I see that, I'm just like, bro, you're a kid. You shouldn't be this comfortable talking to a girl like this. Like I remember when, you know, from like 12 to 22, I was like, I don't want to say anything that's going to, you know, make a girl uncomfortable. Like, right. I was just so, I didn't know.
You were like, girl.
A girl. Get out of here. I don't need this. but the fact that that's who he was and was that comfortable. I mean, there was something, somebody didn't check him. Somebody didn't check him in his life.
Exactly. My first reaction is that he's been of privilege for a while. But I think, you know, of all the guessing that we can do as to why, and look, there's people are saying all my thoughts are with Harriet. That must be the woman's name.
Right, right.
Let's take Greenwood out the Dykeman. He ain't coming home. people are saying that players should have stomped him out when they got him in the training room. I'm with all that. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say they should have done it, but if they did it, I wouldn't blink. You know what I mean? Barry Gunnar said, as the dad of a 15-year-old girl, I would gladly pay to see Green Shitwood in Gem Pop at Riker. Bro, I don't have a daughter, but I was raised by all women, and I'm with you. I just don't understand how this could do anything besides completely anger you. But I do want to say that it sucks that I was worried, because this was a featured, you know, a featured player that had a lot of people pushing the, you know, he was very valuable to his club. And I was a little worried about how this might get handled. It sucks that I was in that position. It sucks that I looked at it that way, but I am happy with how it's been handled since. So,
yeah,
you know,
I think these kind of things that when they happen and at this public level, I think another conversation that is important to have is it's like kind of like what I'm saying about we obviously need to hold men accountable for behavior like this. Like, that's pretty much obvious. But even the signs before these things kind of happen, the way, whether it's the male ego, or whether it's, you know, talking down to women or thinking that they're like objects or your property or whatever, like some of these things should be addressed early on and they should be spoken about. But there's something to even the fame of a footballer, like fame is becoming less valuable to some degree, where like almost anybody could be famous. You could have a video on TikTok or whatever, and then now literally everybody knows you. You may not be as wealthy as some other people, but people know who you are. So
right,
it's a thing that, you know, the Harvey Weinsteins of the world, like, that they could live in the shadows, and you didn't know You saw Harvey Weinstein on a, you know, produced by, you don't know who the hell he is. You don't know what he looks like, but you see how much damage he was causing in people's lives. And the fact that it doesn't matter how famous you are, you don't get to just get to, you don't get just simply get to do whatever you want with no consequences. And I just, I really think it's important to just, even for men amongst themselves to have these conversations. And I think it's happening a bit more, but it's important to just talk about what is your, you know, it doesn't matter how famous you are. And this has to be a thing discussed with footballers as well. Like, it doesn't matter how famous you are. You don't get to have sex with whoever you want or do whatever you want or and think that there's no consequences or that you're owed anything or you deserve anything. So I think that's an important aspect. And I'm only mentioning that because it does feel like a, and not to show, you know, really any sympathy to Mason Greenwood, but it's just, it's maddening to me that he is just a kid. And how the fact that he got to this level at such a young age is absolutely insane to me. It's just so, it's gross and it's clearly irresponsible, but it's even more kind of disappointing on top of a tragic thing that he allegedly, you know, did or whatever.
You want to know what's crazy to me? That if there wasn't the audio, people right now would be saying, well, how do we know? Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? So that is frustrating to say the least, but I'm glad that the situation is at least now that it's out in the open is being handled correctly.
Yeah.
So look, we didn't know, obviously this is a show where we're meant to try to be funny and, you know, it's a comedy show. I know most of you are like, wait a minute, since when? but no, that's been our goal. And this is nothing to joke about. So yeah, shouts to everyone in the chat. You know, you guys said all some really incredible things. And yeah, it seems like everyone's kind of got their heads in the right place when it comes to this.
Okay.
And that's nice to see.
All right, everybody. So thank you for joining us on another Prem Show. Yeah, obviously ends on a more serious note, but we should maybe, you know what? Let's end on the trailer for our Everton film that will be coming out soon, the Cooligans Classico.
Yeah, the doc is coming out, baby.
Everton versus Arsenal. So some people have already seen it. But if you haven't seen it, you can watch it with us live right now. This is, you know, this will be coming soon. So everybody make sure you subscribe to this YouTube channel because that's where it will live. But we went to Goodison Park. And we made a little movie. This is the trailer for it. So watch it with us right now.
Wow. I feel like I just got 3 points.
I'm on that,
yeah. You must be kidding me.
Will I ever get to see Goodison Park?
Welcome back to Everton Live. I'm joined by the Cooligans, Christian, and Alex.
Then we got a chance to meet Molly.
Hey, you want to see my shoes?
the generosity and hospitality of the club was incredible.
I am not going on a diet.
We're homies today.
What is this?
I mean, this is a movie. This is ridiculous.
Wow.
Boom.
I feel like
the quality, by the way, huge shouts to Sam Ashton, the absolute homie. What a great job he's done. I mean, absolutely incredible.
Sam lives in London and he came with us. He was a videographer, director. He did his thing. He absolutely crushed it. And when you guys see the final product, you're going to absolutely love it. So that'll be out soon. I think if fill some people in, we did say we were told by Everton, they were like, yo, just put it out when, you know, we're winning, when things are good, and things never got good. So
yeah. Well, that's on y'all. So
it's up to Everton to help us drop this video. So let them know. Tweet at them. Don't tweet at us. But yeah, it will be available soon.
Put in the chat if you want to see the whole thing.
Yeah.
So drop it.
Let us
something.
Let us know. But it was it's honestly, we're super, super proud of it. And the production value is incredible. It looks really, really good. Yeah, there's a bunch of great cameos. We got Molly McCann. She's a UFC fighter. She's from Liverpool. Big Evertonian. We got Pepper Mills coming through.
Hi.
Bruh. Legend, Pepper Mills. So, look, you're going to love it. We even went to an Everton women's match. There's footage from there. It's a really, really cool thing that we're, again, super excited for everybody to see. Yanni Mar said the trailer was fire. Seriously, even if you're an Everton fan, Arsenal fan, or not a fan of either, you will love it. I promise. So hit the subscribe button, and then when I ask for one favor, we both ask for one favor. When you watch the film when it comes out, please send it to someone. Send it to one person.
Share it.
Share it. Please. Say like, yo, you got to watch this, and I promise you, they will be grateful that you did.
HD Mikes has a critique, and we gotta talk to our buddy Sam. Well, he said, next trailer could have used a couple of air horns. Okay. You're right.
That's why. Look, you're right. Apologies, we didn't throw one in there. You get a second one just for fun, okay? The one Dylan, shout out to Dylan, he said, felt silly for joining Twitch on the last show, I assume last week, but glad to be here for the new era. Y'all rock. Thank you, Dylan.
Thank you.
Great comic, great writer.
Hilarious
comic. Follow him. Seriously, he's an absolute beast on Twitter. He's one of those people that you've definitely seen your favorite, like, celebrity retweet one of his tweets. He's one of those.
He goes viral at a crazy rate.
Yeah, for real. Okay, everybody. So thank you again for tuning in. This is a Prem Show on YouTube Live for the first time. We'll be back next week, Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Come through youtube.com/soccercooligans, as always.
Hey, by the way, Enrique Alvarado just retweeted the trailer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, feel free to do that as well. Retweet the trailer. It's on. It's our pinned tweet on Twitter. So feel free to do that. Okay.
So far doing numbers too. So thank you, everybody.
Okay. And remember, follow us wherever you follow people, at Soccer Cooligans, on all the things. What is it? Instagram.
Look at the length of this thing. We are on everything.
That's what she said. Am I right, hey, folks?
Come on.
Follow us on TikTok, on Twitter, on Instagram. We're doing a bunch of fun stuff on there. So at Soccer Cooligans on all of those. So the goal, we're trying to get to 1,000 followers on TikTok. That's we've been getting some pretty good numbers on some of the stuff we've been doing. But help us get there at Soccer Cooligans right there on TikTok. Okay. Anything else before we go?
Nah, man. Thank you, everybody. The one Dylan put Doug Blood.
That's right. You can't let them see it, dog. You can't.
Nah. That's just when they rub their hands. Right. You okay. Know? Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And shouts to people who are saying that, I think it was, who said it? I think it was David who basically said, Dear Malice, I'm glad you guys always take a moment to get serious and actually discuss these topics and not just acknowledge what happened, by the way. Yeah, it's not, our goal is to, not have to talk about these serious things, but every once in a while something happens and we want to make sure that, we at least be a little bit of, or try to be the voice of reason sometimes and let people know, okay, maybe this is a bit more serious and not something that's lighthearted. But thank you for riding along with us.
And it's also, we're normal people that get affected by news. So, right?
Somebody just said no teta. So I had to make sure we lighten it back.
Yeah, exactly. Again, when we sit in seriousness for too long, it burns. You want to do something silly. But no, we're normal people. I always say, it's difficult. In comedy, say you're doing stand-up and you're not addressing the thing that is like making everyone uncomfortable, it's just going to make everyone uncomfortable and it's harder to laugh. So we try to keep it real because it makes it more fun for everybody listening and watching as well. So
Robert from Malaysia, can you guys share your thoughts on the passing of another comedian, Louis Anderson? Yeah, look, I wasn't the biggest Louis Anderson fan. I don't know a ton. Obviously, I remember Bobby's World, and I remember him from some of his movies. But from what I saw from some of the older generation of comedians, they love this dude, especially L.A. Comics, where he was based. So RIP to that dude, man.
Yeah, he was also in, I think the first time I really remember seeing him was in, I think, wasn't he a character in Married with Children? I think he was in Married with Children from time to time. I don't remember.
He might have been. You might be right. I could see him being like that. I remember him being in sitcoms.
Yeah, yeah. But legend of the game. I saw an interview after he died, and he was talking. He kind of was having a conversation about stand-up. This is what he was talking about. He was saying, like, a young comedian asked him, you know, how do I get to where you are? And he had a great answer, basically saying, like, I can explain stuff to you, but what's more interesting and what's more exciting is the journey of how I got here, not where I am. Like, what being a comic is going through it. Cause once you, there's no getting to the top. There's no, like, that doesn't, you can't pass that along to anybody.
Right.
Even if you're a famous comic, even if you try to put somebody on, it doesn't really ever work like that, right? Like,
they still have to earn it.
They still have to earn it. And that's really what it is. And that was like,
they may get a little bit of a boost, but they're not going to be on your level.
There's something to comedy where, look, there's really only like 4 or 5 comedians that are allowed to be like on the Mount Rushmore at a time. That's just how the world is for whatever reason. But what is significant about being a comic is the grind, the day in and day out, and that's what makes it special. Not being on the Mount Rushmore itself, because it really doesn't mean much. Like if you could be Kevin Hart tomorrow, do you want to be Kevin Hart? Like, is it really?
No.
It's not. It's like his job is so insane, and he's responsible for so much and probably so many people, and he has like a business. And
plus, I'm so much taller.
You know? I would be a little shorter for a little bit, you know, some success is fine. So RIP to Louis Anderson. Obviously, it's still inspiring folks, even after his passing. All right, let's end the show today. Thank you so much, everybody, for hanging out. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, tell a friend. We're doing it. So hopefully, again, keep rooting for Everton. If you want to see this documentary, everybody. All right. With that,
come on. They need one. We just need 3 points, baby.
Up the Toffees. Everybody, say it with me. thank you, everybody. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!